50 years after seeing my very first chickadee, it feels imperative to honor the anniversary this coming March 2nd by walking through Baker Woodlot again to see a chickadee, maybe one of the original's descendants. Russ and I already have our hotel reservations. Throughout my official Year of the Chickadee, I want to enjoy some of the other wonderful birds that first chickadee made possible. I saw my first warblers, black and white, Nashville, magnolia, and black-throated green, on May 11, 1975, and my first Blackburnian warbler on May 13th. So Russ and I plan to be in Ohio at the birding festival called the Biggest Week in American Birding for those anniversaries. The Biggest Week is held at the Black Swamp Bird Observatory, the most reliable place I know to get close-up looks at an abundance of almost every eastern warbler and more. This month, I'll head to the Saxon Bog to see Minnesota's other chickadee, the boreal, along with plenty of other cool winter birds. Then on Valentine's Day, I'm heading somewhere warmer, Cuba. I'll see myriad Caribbean birds there, including several endemics, species found nowhere on the planet except Cuba, like my main target species, the Cuban toady. This eye-popping delight is almost exactly the same size as a chickadee, and I'm in love with it. I'd long been so obsessed with seeing a Cuban toady that for several years back in the early aughts, if you did a web search on most adorable bird in the universe, Google listed my blog post about the Cuban toady at or near the top of the search results. Russ sent me to Cuba in 2016, and 2025 seems like the right year to return. Russ isn't coming along on this trip, but he will come along later in the year when we go to Jamaica, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic to see the world's other four toady species, none of which I've seen before. I'm calling this my toady sweep. I'm also signed up for a Victor Emmanuel Nature Tour 3-day boat trip to the Dry Tortugas in April. I'm trying to pace myself now that I'm in my dotage, and these plans will keep me a little busier than I liked even when I was younger. I've always been a moseyer. But my Project 2025 will allow me to be the master of my fate and the captain of my soul, even as anti-environmental, anti-conservation forces start working to eviscerate the laws and regulations that protect our air, water, land, and wildlife. As Edward Abbey wrote, "Be as I am, a reluctant enthusiast, a part-time crusader, a half-hearted fanatic. Save the other half of yourselves and your lives for pleasure and adventure. It is not enough to fight for the land. It is even more important to enjoy it while you can, while it's still here. So get out there and hunt and fish and mess around with your friends, ramble out yonder and explore the forests, climb the mountains, bag the peaks, run the rivers, breathe deep of that yet sweet and lucid air, sit quietly for a while and contemplate the precious stillness, the lovely, mysterious, and awesome space. Enjoy yourselves. Keep your brain in your head and your head firmly attached to the body active and alive, and I promise you this much. I promise you this one sweet victory over our enemies, over those desk-bound men and women with their hearts in a safe deposit box and their eyes hypnotized by desk calculators. I promise you this. You will outlive the bastards." That was Edward Abbey, and I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.